Good morning, Chad Moyer with you. It is time for our Newsmaker program here on a Friday morning, and as we usually do, let's check in with the markets with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska. And Roy, kind of an interesting week. It hasn't been an interesting week in the fields, though, as we continue to watch the moisture come down, huh?
Absolutely. I feel very fortunate that I got my corn planted in the three or four nice days we had about 10 days ago, and it's been interesting watching the markets try to sort out, are we going to get this crop planted? Are we not going to get it planted? If we do get it planted, what kind of growing conditions are we going to have, and how much of a yield lag is there going to be because of the late planting? And so it's given us some pretty nice up days to get some sales made if we were inclined to do that.
Yeah, so far this week, you know, before yesterday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, kind of ho-hum here and there, you know, things actually pretty quiet, awaiting the WASDE report that comes out a little later today. But yesterday we had a nice up bounce up, especially in old crop. What's your take on that, Roy?
Very simple. The extreme tightness in supplies and purchasers, whether it be feedlots or soybean processing plants really desperate to get some new or get some old crop inventory so they can keep their plants running, because boy, we've got a long time to go before harvest, and they're starting to get concerned about being able to source these grains for the next couple of months.
Do you see any movement in the basis while this up and down action is taking place?
The basis has been historically good, and it's I wouldn't say that it's still climbing or is still on an uptrend, but it's maintaining its level 50 or 60 cents over the futures market, and so you have to look at that as a positive sign that, well, at these prices I might want to sell something, but if I don't, why, there's probably going to be more opportunities later on.
Let's talk a little bit about new crop. Now, you and I were talking about this before we went on the air, but yesterday, May the 9th, was the seventh trading day in the month of May. Why is that significant, Roy?
Well, year in and year out, if you look at these long-term seasonal charts, the seventh trading day in May, in this case the 9th of May, has historically been a time to be making sales. And so you look at that and you try to decide, are you going to go with a seasonal price trend and maybe make some small new crop sales, even though the inverse in the market between the nearby and the new crop futures contracts is huge? You could drive a semi through and have room on both sides, and so it's kind of hard to make sales at that with that situation. But if you look at this history, traditionally, that seventh trading day in May has been a good time to be pulling the trigger on getting something priced.
I've ridden with some truck drivers that could drive a semi through the markets, but that's a different story for a different day. Let's go ahead, and I want you to set the stage a little bit more because of that unique situation, like you said, a combination of an inverse futures markets and an extremely strong basis right now. What adjustments do we need to make, if any, to our marketing plan because of that, Roy?
Well, first of all, I would say that the first thing that you need to take into account there is that this premium and you know, we were looking at the bid sheets before we started taping this morning, and the premium on basis premium on old crop corn is 78 cents over July futures, and on old crop soybeans it's 95 over old crop futures. And this says this might be a good time to be making some sales because the demand for the actual cash commodity is very good, as illustrated by the basis. If you look at the other side of that, the new crop basis on corn that we looked at was 25 under December futures, and on soybeans it was 27 under November futures. So you're in effect, if you're forward contracting corn or beans, you're taking a $1.03 discount on corn and a $1.22 discount on beans. Really, the only way to get around any of that is to use a hedge to arrive contract where you set the futures price, but you don't set the cash price or don't set the basis, and take the risk that the basis is going to improve, because it probably will. Now, I emphasize probably because the market can do anything it wants to. So, you know, I'm looking at that and saying, well, I might forward price a little bit of new crop in here, but I'm not going to go overboard with it.
All right. As we kind of wrap up our discussion for this week, what are kind of the keys to the marketing here this time of year? What should we be keeping our eyes on?
Well, first of all, I think we need to keep our eyes on the weather. You know, up until about a week ago, farmers are, I think, kind of complacent, saying, well, you know, there's a lot of years we planted most of our corn second week or third week in May, and that's true. There are a lot of years when we've done that, but if right now there's no sign that we're going to be able to get in the field by, let's say, the 20th of May, and so that's got to be a concern. When we get a forecast for several consecutive days of hot, dry weather, probably the markets are going to go down, but there's no guarantee we're going to get that. And then the other thing is just to keep watching that basis, and if we see the basis starting to slip, pull the trigger on some sales right away.
And for folks that want more information from you, Roy, how can they get it?
Roy at SawyerRoy.com, my email address, SawyerRoy.com, my website.
Appreciate the information. Thanks for the discussion. We'll talk to you again next week.
I'll look forward to it.
That's Soy Roy, Roy Smith, from Cass County, Nebraska, as we talk markets every Friday morning, right here on 840 KTIC. I'm Chad Moyer reporting.